Amen. Turn to the book of Malachi. Last book in the Old Testament. We live in a day and time where people don't call sin, sin anymore. It's a, well, my children are running with the wrong crowd. They're influencing them bad. Listen to me, your child might be the one influencing them. All of us are sinners. Whether we want to admit it or not. But who said it was sin? Let me say, if God calls it sin, it is sin. It don't matter if I'm doing it. It don't matter if you're doing it. It don't matter what, my child's just going down the wrong road. Listen to me. Our children need salvation. Our parents need salvation. It's funny today that we live in, you go to a funeral, and every funeral you go to, everybody's in a better place. They went to heaven. My Bible says wide is the gate that goes to hell. Narrow is the way that goes to heaven. What's that saying? There's a whole lot more in hell than they are in heaven. And just because a person says, I'm a Christian, does not make them a Christian. Just because a person comes to church, got their name on a church roll, just because a person puts money in the offering plate or puts money in the bucket, don't make them a Christian. Matter of fact, you can preach the gospel and not be a Christian. If you'll go back and study when Jesus was walking, and we'll get to the message here in a minute, when Jesus was here physically in the body, remember he sent out the disciples two by two? Who was one of them that he sent out? Think about that. He sent Judas out with them. Judas did miracles. Is that scary? Just because a person says, I go to church here. Who said it is sin? Malachi chapter 3 and verse 5. And I will come near to you to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against the false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right and fear me not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, your sons of Jacob are not consumed. Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear God, for your word and that it changes not and you change not. Lord, help us now and use us for your glory. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. How can a Christian, tonight we're talking to Christians. I hope everybody here is a Christian. How can we know what's right or wrong? How many times have we asked somebody, is this right for me to do? There's two ways to know definitely it's right. I've been asked, preacher, is it all right if I take a social drink every now and then? I think the Bible teaches no. Preacher, is it all right if I do this? Well, preacher, if I do this, is it all right? Chances are, if you're having to ask somebody, God's already told you it's not right. You're just wanting man's approval. But if the Word of God says it's not right, it's not right. It's still sin. First of all, is it forbidden by the Lord? 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 22, listen to this. Abstain from all appearances of evil. A-L-L, all appearances of evil. If it looks wrong, get away from it. That's what the Bible says. Don't even go near it. It is to be avoided like a plague, like a deadly disease. You know, when AIDS first come out, people would stay away from... You remember they had an AIDS candy bar at one time? And these people, when AIDS come out and they named it AIDS, the AIDS candy bar quit selling because nobody'd buy it. Study it. They had it. They stayed away from it because they're afraid of it. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. What did He call here? Adultery. Not taking care of the widows. Not doing this. Treating strangers bad. Lord help us. You know, sometimes we may entertain angels unaware. Just because you see somebody standing on the side of the road and all of a sudden God nudges you and said, give them one of your sandwiches. But God, I'm hungry. That might be an angel that God just told you to give a sandwich. You say, but preacher, you've got to be careful. Yes, you do. I agree with that. But what I'm saying, when God tells you and the Word of God tells you that it's right, then it's right. It's right for me to witness to people. It's right for me to tell them about Jesus. But it's wrong when I don't. My Bible says to do good and do it not. It's sin. That's scary. How many of us in here know what to do, but we don't do it? To know to do good and do it not, it is sin. Lord help. Well, preacher, is it all right if I don't pay my tithes this week? That's between you and God. Don't ask me. God's one said you're robbing Him. God, is it all right if I don't do... That's like that. God, is it all right for me to go home and beat my wife? God said, love your wife. Like Christ loved the church. Does Christ beat the church? I mean, Lord help us. Is it in the next question I like to ask, is there any glory for God in it? If I do this, can God get glory out of it? If I stop at the beer store on the way home tonight and bought a beer, would God get glory out of it? If I'm smoking a joint, I never was much one on smoking that stuff. But if I was smoking a joint, would God get glory out? But God raised marijuana. It's a nasty. That's the biggest malarkey I've ever heard in my life. Well, preacher, all I do is prescription drugs. Are they yours? Or do you take more than you're supposed to take? Well, preacher, I'm just being honest. Prescription drug problem is one of the number one problems in the United States today. You go to VA and they want to give you drugs for this, 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 and this. And then they give you drugs to help for that, 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 and because that drug affects that. I mean, I'm just being honest. Doctors do the same thing. Thank God for medicine when we need it. If it wasn't for medicine, I'd already be dead. If it wasn't for medication, I couldn't walk in here tonight. If it wasn't for insulin pump, I would not be alive today. Thank God for medication when we need it. Don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. But it's legal. Just because it's legal, don't make it right. It's legal to have an abortion. Does that make it right? Just because the government says it's all right don't mean it's right in God's eyes. When God says it's wrong, it's sin. 1 Corinthians 10 and 31 says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all, there's that word again, to the glory of God. How many knows what all means in Hebrews? It means all. Do all for the glory of God. As we sat down to eat Thanksgiving dinner, I'm not going to preach on gluttony next week, okay? Unless God tells me to. You notice most Baptist preachers don't preach on gluttony. Think about it. What, like, will we really appreciate what we're getting? Will we appreciate the meal that we're actually eating? Do we really? Will we give God glory for it? It says, do all for the glory of God. Will we enjoy the time that we have with family, with friends? Will we even enjoy, and I'm just new, will we enjoy sitting down and watching a football game or watching a Christmas special? Or will we take our time for granted and say, well, we'll do this, we'll do that? It's by God's grace and God's help that we can do whatever. Will we do all for the glory of God? You know, we should even come to church for the glory of God. Sometimes we come to church, and all of us, we act like we're going to a funeral. We're going to a raising. We're not going for the undertaker. We're going for the uppertaker. Don't get me wrong. Everybody in here's got problems. Whether it be financial, whether it be car, whether it's some, all of us has got some kind of problem. Whether it's hell. But you know, we ain't got no problem with our Lord and Savior. And these bodies are going to wear out. But oh, when one of our brothers or sisters go home to be with the Lord, we should be happy for them. Don't get me wrong, we're going to miss them. We're going to be sorrowful. They mourn for Moses, remember, 40 days. There's a time of mourning. But there's a time of rejoicing too. To know that a loved one is never going to hurt again. Never have. Do all for the glory of God. Listen, and then the next question, is it of the world? Is it of the world? Listen at John 17 and verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. But listen at this now. 1 John 2:15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Is it sin? Is it of the world? I said something a while ago about sitting down watching a Christmas special, or sitting down watching a ball game. What about God? Told one of us to go visit during that time. Well, preacher, that's Thanksgiving dinner. Why would you go? What about God told you to go? What about the telephone run and said, Pastor, so-and-so is at the hospital. Will you come? Nope, I can't. Football game's on. What about he called you? Said, brother or sister so-and-so. So-and-so needs you. They're in bad shape. Would you come? Well, I can't. I can't. I'm going to eat dinner with my family. You know, Thanksgiving has a lot of leftovers. Deer put me a plate back. I'll eat it when I get back. Lord help us. Most of us has got record buttons on our television. I know Dean does because he records the race and comes on to church. I'm picking on him. See what I'm talking about? He's got it going now. But he came on to church. There's nothing wrong with going home and watching the race. But he didn't put the race in front of God. There's nothing wrong with fishing. And I know right now there's not a lot of people on the lake because of cold weather. But think of during the spring and during the summer. How many people will miss church to drop a line into the lake or to go out on the boat? You know, I've heard over and over of people got good jobs and bought them a nice camper. They'd start camping. First of it is just once in a while. And then the next thing you know is every other weekend that's going camping somewhere. And then they got where church wasn't really important to them. I actually heard preacher give this advice. This man said, I just can't get back where I was at with the Lord. But before that, the man came to him and said, preacher, I really need a better job to support my family and help my family. So the church started praying, Lord, help him get a good job. And he got that job. And he was making good money. And they bought a boat and they bought a camper and they bought this and they bought that. And then the next thing you know, you couldn't find them in church. Something happened in their family and the man come to him and said, preacher, I just can't get back to where I was at. What do I need to do? He said, I guess we need to pray that God will give you back your old job and take this one away from you. Think about that. There's nothing wrong with the boat. There's nothing wrong with the camper. What's wrong is when it's keeping us out of God's will. Keeping us from knowing what God... Is it sin? The Bible tells us to assemble ourselves together. Is it sin? Well, preacher, I just don't feel like it. Now, how often would some of us come to church if we only come when we felt like it? My toe hurts. Well, glory to God. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times you can't come to church. There are times you cannot be here. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the pastor. There are going to be times you cannot be here. If we're sick, that's one thing. If there are problems arise, there are times that we're going to meet. But are we staying out because it feels good to sit in a recliner? Is it of the world? Can God get glory out of it? Does the Word of God forbid it? Can you feel free to do it when you remember that the Holy Spirit is in you? Listen at 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? And you are not your own. Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. What are you talking about, preacher? Could I go sit down in a bar? Listen to me. Could I go sit down in a bar knowing that the Holy Ghost is in my heart? Can I take Jesus Christ into that bar with me? Say, preacher, could I go to a strip club knowing that God's in me? How would that bring glory to God? Well, God created the body. Yes, He did. But He also teaches about lust. Amen or oh me? He also teaches, well, Paul said, take a little wine for thy stomach's sake. You know one of the best things you can take for your stomach? Blackberry juice. Plain old blackberry juice. It's wine of the vine, but it's not fermented. It's one of the best medicines you can have for an upset stomach. Remember when Mom used to make you drink it? Well, preacher, I hurt. And the only way I can get relief is if I take a drink. Lord, help. You know, chances are... Now, be honest with me and think about this now. Do you know when you're thinking about your pain, you hurt worse? You really do. Get in your Bible. Start praying. Start praying for somebody else. All of a sudden, your pain's not as bad. All of a sudden, you're not as bad a shape as you thought you was. Look at somebody else. One day, we was at Winn-Dixie in Far City. Then they did. Not now. I was on a pity party. I'm still supposed to use my cane a lot more than I do, but pride, what we was talking about a while ago. But I was on a pity party. Woe's me. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? And I've told you this before. I come out of Winn-Dixie and sat in the car because I just didn't feel like walking around anymore. Was sitting there in the car, and here come this man and his family out of a restaurant there. They were laughing, they were talking, they were having a ball. And I happened to look up and see him in an electric wheelchair. He got to the van, and one of the kids let the little lift down, and they rolled the wheelchair up on it, and it lifted him up. And they got in the van, they locked his wheelchair in there. All of a sudden, God tapped me on the shoulder. I said, "Son, that could be you." The whole time they was laughing and joking and having a great time, wasn't worried about him in the wheelchair. And I was limp, could walk to Shelby on it because I was using a cane. Did that bring God glory? It could have been me there. Whatever circumstance we're in, I don't know how we got there. But can I feel free to do it, knowing that the Holy Spirit's in me? A pity party. He's always with me. He says, "I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. I'll go where you go." Do we bring Him honor? Do we bring Him honor? When I'm on my pity party, I don't bring God honor. Woe's me. Nobody loves me. Devil will tell you that. My church don't really care. I thought they really liked me, but they don't. That's what the devil will tell you. Listen to me. Remember, people's got lives. Things come up in their lives. Sometimes they'll forget to call you. Even me. Even my wife. Sometimes we get so hectic around the house, we just don't think about what we need to do. And if you'll be honest, same thing happens to you. Miss Florence came in a while ago and I asked her if she got a nap for me this afternoon. She said, "I've been so busy I ain't had time for a nap." See what I'm saying? I mean, different things come up. So don't let the devil come to you and say, "Nobody cares. Nobody cares. God cares." Is it fitting conduct for a child of God? If I do that, would God be happy with me? You know, it used to make me feel good when I'd done something to please my mom and dad. Didn't happen very often. But it made me feel good when I did, especially report card time. But listen at Romans 2 and verse 24. It says, For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Listen at Colossians 1:10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's pleasing to God, is increased in not reading His Word, praying, coming to church, sharing with other Christians. Now don't get me, there's some good commentaries out there, okay? Let me say, it's harder and harder to find a commentary that just uses King James Version. It's hard to find one. So if you're looking for one, you may as well practically forget it. But what I'm trying to tell you, there's nothing wrong with reading after another man if that man's solid. But if we go to the fish camp and we order a plate of fish and I find a bone, I'm not going to throw the whole plate of fish away. I'm going to throw that bone out and I'm going to eat. But now if I start finding bone after bone after bone after bone and I can't eat it, I'm going to throw the whole plate away. Preacher, what's that got to do with studying? If you're reading a book and you're reading there and you get a bone, throw it out. If all of a sudden you start finding false teaching, every page, every other, throw the book out. But everybody you read with, remember, it's a man. This right here is the only book. It's God's Word. If you've got a study Bible, thank God for study Bibles. But you've got to remember that it's wrote down at the bottom, or that's wrote in the column. is by man. The Word of God, still the Word of God. And thank God for study Bibles. Thank God for study helps. I use them. I need them. But be careful. Don't go to the store and... Wait a minute, I'm trying to think of his name. Smalley. Joel Osteen. That's the most popular seller right now. Stay away from it. He won't preach against sin. He won't preach against... Well, there are more than one way to go to heaven. That's a lie out of hell. Well, we all got our good points. Yes, we have. I'll agree with that part. But we're all sinners. Stay away from him. Preacher, I like watching him. Turn it off. Is it fitting conduct for the child of God? What effect will your conduct have on others? Brother Dennis, what he does affects his family. Brother Johnny, what you do affects your family. I know some of them in here live by themselves. You say, well, my conduct don't affect nobody. Yes, it does. Your neighbor knows if you come to church. Your neighbor knows if you're out and they're drinking. Your neighbor knows if you're having a party. Your neighbor knows what you're doing. Your family knows. And it affects other people, what you do. Well, my sin won't affect nobody. If Adam and Eve's sin affected the whole world. I read of a man. His name just left me. Stole the gold and and put it under his tent. Achan. Remember? He took the gold and he took the raiments and he took all its silver and put it under his tent. Nobody knew. Until Israel went to battle. Israel went to battle and they got defeated because sin was in the camp. Well, sin only affected him. No, it affected the whole nation of Israel. Then they come back and God told him, said, sin's in the camp. They went around and here's Achan. But they didn't just stone Achan to death. They stoned Achan. They stoned his wife. They stoned his kids. They stoned his livestock. Because sin affects other people. I used to be the world's worst sin. What I do is my business. It don't matter to nobody. Yes, it does. Because it affects other people. What about the drunkard? Or the druggy that'll break in to steal just to get more drugs? What about the alcoholic that gets paid and spends all his money on alcohol and lets his baby sit at home hungry? Well, it only affects me. What about the man or the woman that wakes up in a stranger's bed? It only affects me. Then they come up with HIV. Or they wake up in a stranger's bed. Then their spouse finds out about it. It only affects me. It's my business. No, it affects everybody around you. Everybody around you. Lord, help us realize that it affects other people. It affects our church. It affects our church. What do you mean it affects our church? If sin's in the camp, God cannot bless. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, that ain't it. What am I looking at? Yeah, 5:17. Yeah, that's it. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, preacher, nothing ever happened to me when I got saved. Nothing changed. Then get saved. Get saved. Because according to the Word of God, you're not born again. Well, preacher, I still have these desires. You will. That's what the Bible says. Sin is common to all people. all of us. Well, preacher, let me tell you what happened to me this summer. I don't know how many years it's been since I drank a beer. What, 20 years? Long time, long time. Hadn't even thought of a beer. I was out mowing the grass. And all of a sudden it entered my thought. Boy, wouldn't a cold beer taste good. I said, ma'am, where did that come from? God, help me. Got me a bottle of water. And it satisfied my thirst. You say, preacher, you going to stand there and admit that? Things happen to you like that? Men, how many of us drive down the road and see a pretty woman? Well, I don't look at her. You're a liar. I mean, I'm just being honest. That's what God put in us. And study the Old Testament and the New Testament. Women has always been a downfall of men. I'm just being honest. Thank God for a godly wife. But men have failed. What happened to David? What happened to Samson? He loved women. I mean, it happened. Women had the same problem. Men. We're all human. We have those desires. But what's the, we don't act upon them desires. We get to Calvary. We get to the book. We get to the blood. We pray God to help us. God, help me through this. God, don't let me fall into this temptation. How easy would it be for me to run down the road, a half a mile, and picked up a beer that day? I thought a beer would taste good. I can guarantee you somebody saw me get that beer and I'd have been under conviction so bad. Would it have been worth it? No. Thank God for the good old water. And I prayed. I got off the lawnmower right there and prayed. God, please help me that this thought would never come to me again. So far it happened. I hope and pray it don't. But finally, is there the least bit of doubt in our mind about what we're getting ready to do? Have you ever went to buy a car or something like that and something kept telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. But you wanted it. It was pretty. And you bought that car and it was a piece of junk. Nah, preacher, that's never happened to me. Boy, it has me. God gives us the Holy Spirit for a reason. He tells us when it's wrong. When the Holy Ghost tells us it's wrong, it's wrong. It don't matter if the preacher tells you, oh, it's all right, you do that, brother. You'll be all right. Don't matter if your sister tells you, it's all right, you do that. I can't find it nowhere. If the Holy Ghost tells you it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's wrote in the Word of God, it's wrong, it's wrong. Man, woman, boy, or girl, sin is still sin. For the preacher, for the deacon, for whoever it may be, sin is still sin. Lord, help that we quit trying to say it's just a bad time they're going through. Listen to me, we got some children that need saved. Oh, they say they've been born again. There was no change, no fruit. We got grandchildren that don't want to talk to us about Jesus. Talk to us about everything else, but not Jesus. But let something happen in their life. A while back, one of our granddaughters, she went to school with a young man that committed suicide. She called me. She actually texted Angie and asked if it was all right. She called me. Well, I talked to her a good while about salvation, about the boy was in hell or if he was in heaven. Lord, take that conviction and let people be saved from it. Lord, help me that when sin, God tells me it's sin, that I'd get away from it just as fast as I could, and I'd stay away from it. Now listen to me. I said at the first of the message, when we confess sin and ask God to forgive us for it, what are we supposed to do after that? Forsake it. Get away from it. Don't do it again. That's easy preaching, hard living. It's easy me stand here and say, well, I never do this. I never. Come on, be honest. I'm a man just like all these men. You're a woman just like every other woman in here. We all fall somewhere or another. And it seems like it. I would learn from the times that I fall to not do it again. But I'll fall for the devil's tricks time after time after time. Lord, help me. Let me learn from my mistakes. Lord, let me listen to that small, still voice that says, get away from it, that I get away. Am I telling you that I go home and practice sin? No, that ain't what I'm telling you. I try to live a clean, acceptable life. But I make mistakes. And you do too. But Lord, help us be willing to admit when sin is sin. Well, I don't think it's that bad. No, it's sin. And sin is what sent Jesus Christ to the cross. If God was willing to send His only Son because of sin, sin must be pretty bad. Let me go ahead and say this and we'll close. We got a lot more scripture, but we're going to close. God has never been able to look on sin. Fellowship can be broken because of sin. Fellowship, no, don't get me wrong, I still belong to God. Our children that's not saved, they're still our children. We still love them. I'm God's child. But sin will break the fellowship that I've got with God. You know, Peter, remember when he started walking in the water? What about he had to been an average Baptist? God, I've done this. Please forgive me, God. Help me, God. No, he said, Lord, save me. Lord stuck out his hand, picked him up. You know, it's something about being in tune with God. When somebody calls and said, I need prayer, that we don't have to confess our sins for 2 hours before we can pray for them. There's something about that. There's not a one of us in this room tonight that's as good as we want everybody to think we are. Not a one of us. We're all sinners. Well, preacher, if we're all sinners, how's any of us worthy to take communion come Wednesday night? I'm glad you asked that. By accepting what Jesus did on Calvary and doing our best. And when we do fail, and we will fail, confess it, get it out, and get away from it. Lord, help me. This is easy preaching, hard living. Lord, help me be the man that I need to be. Every head bowed, every eye closed. What about you? Have you been trying to pamper sin and say sin's not so bad?